them and us sky pools. Super rich bosses can now literally swim in the sky. The ultra-luxury Nine Elms development in Battersea, South London, will boast a glass-bottomed pool suspended 10 stories up. With apartments costing up to £5.5 million, investors need not worry about sharing it with us plebs. No more than an eighth of the thousands of new homes in Deeby on Thames will be affordable. The socialist hopes Battersea's aquatic capitalists at least remember their trunks. Shud pools. Meanwhile, councils up and down the country are closing or downsizing public swimming pools. The Socialist Party is active in campaigns to save them. Since 2008, grassroots participation in swimming has fallen by 300,000 people. The Amateur Swimming Association says over half of 7 to 11-year-olds can't even doggy paddle 25 meters. 1 in 5 British adults can't swim, and in 2012 there was a 35% rise in kids drowning. Peer pressure. Arise, Lord Mote. Disgraced ex-MP Douglas Hogg, the Tory expenses fiddler who charged us £2,000 to clean his moat, has won a peerage. Top Tory donors and filthy rich fat cats fill the list of new members of the House of Lords. Appointed for life, members of Parliament's upper house are eligible for £300 a day, £1,500 week, just for turning up. Part-time housekeepers in the Lords can expect £163.87 a week, for 17.5 hours of scrubbing and polishing. Two-chamber parliament is a relic of a time when feudal landlords wanted to keep both uppity capitalists and ordinary people in check. The Socialist Party says abolish the House of Lords. Bring in proportional representation and the right to recall MPs, and fight for socialism. £500 million. Amount Tories have found to upgrade UK's tried and weapons of mass destruction. The 31st of August 2015, £117 million. Amount Tories couldn't find to save employ factories, which employed disabled workers making medical equipment, cars, books and more, 2013.